Shachet Orla Parak Aleph Mishnah Bav Netiyah Shorla Bishoklar Ker Shnit Arbu Benetiyos Harezer Lo Yoka. Somebody who had an orchard, and one of the trees in that orchard has been planted within the past 3 years, so the fruit of that tree is Orla. But he doesn't remember which one of his trees is the one that is Orla. Or somebody has a vineyard, and one of the vines is Klai HaKeren, and he doesn't remember which vine is the one that is Klai HaKeren. You're not allowed to pick any of the fruit from all the trees in the orchard, or any of the grapes from all of the vines in the vineyards, as the Orla and the Klai HaKeren would not be bustled at all. Now, even though we said in the previous Mishnah that Orla is bustled in 1 in 200, if the Orla is less than 1 200th of the mixture, it would be bustled. So if you have more than 200 trees, the tree that is Orla should be bustled. Or if you have more than 200 vines, the vine, which is Klai HaKeren, should be bustled. Even so, in this case, it would not be bustled at all. The reason is while it's attached to the ground, it is not bustled, even in 200. So therefore, all the fruit in the orchard are forbidden, and all the grapes in the vineyard are forbidden. Now, the Mephoshim ask, how is it possible that he doesn't know which one of his vines is Klai HaKeren? If Klai HaKeren means that you planted some other type of plant next to the vine, and that's what makes it Klai HaKeren. So you can go look to see which one of the vines is planted next to a different type of plant. So the Mephoshim answer we're talking about where somebody had a potted plant that had a puncture hole on the bottom, and he placed it temporarily next to one of the vines. And since the potted plant had a hole on the bottom of the plant, it took nourishment from the ground when it was placed on the ground next to the vine. So the vine that it was placed next to is forbidden as Klai HaKeren. And afterwards, he took the potted plant away, and now he doesn't remember which one of the vines he had placed the potted plant next to. He doesn't know which one of the vines is also as Klai HaKeren. So all the grapes in the vineyard are forbidden. The Imlaka Yala Be'echaru Messiah. Uvovai Chalo Yiskavin Loka. If he does not know the halacha, he went ahead and picked the fruit from the orchard, or he went ahead and picked the grapes from the vine. In such a case, it would be batal if the orla or the Klai HaKeren is less than 1/200th of the mixture. As long as he did not intentionally pick the fruit, as if he knew it was usur and he picked the fruit anyway because he wanted it to be batal, then it would be usur. And the halacha is that while the fruit is attached to the vineyard or to the trees, it cannot be bustled. But once he picked the fruit from the trees, or he picked the grapes from the vineyard, and they all get mixed up, it would be bustled, as now it's no longer attached to the trees, so it would be bustled if the oil or the Klai HaKeren is less than 1/200th of the mixture. But it's not allowed to intentionally pick the fruit in order to cause it to be bustled. The reason being is that we have a klal in Mevalin Isser Lechatchila. You cannot intentionally cause an Isser to be bustled. If an Isser inadvertently gets mixed up with Heter, then it would be bustled. But you can't go ahead and intentionally mix up Isser together with Heter in order to cause it to be bustled. So in this case, that while the fruit is on the tree, it is not bustled. And if you go ahead and pick the fruit, you are intentionally causing it to become bustled, and that is forbidden. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Af Yiskavin Loka, B'yalu B'achad HaMessiah. Rabbi Yossi disagrees with the Tanakhama. According to Rabbi Yossi, you can deliberately go ahead and pick the fruit and have the orla or Klai HaKeren get mixed in with the heter and cause it to be bustled. And even though Rabbi Yossi agreed that normally ein mevatlin isser lechatchila, you usually cannot deliberately cause an isser to become bustled. But this case of the milsa de lo shchicha is something that we don't frequently find, that somebody has one tree of orla or one vine of Klai HaKeren, he doesn't know which one it is. It's something that doesn't normally happen. And milsa de lo shchicha lo gazru bei rabbanan. When the rabbanan make a decree, the decree does not apply to something that is very infrequent. And that which we're not allowed to be mevatar in isser lechatchila is exeret the rabbanan. The rabbanan decree that you can't cause an isser deliberately to become batal. And since it's exeret the rabbanan, when there's something that's very infrequent, exeret does not apply to. So therefore, in this case, that one of the trees is orla and he doesn't know which one, or one of the vines is Klai HaKeren and he doesn't know which one, this is something that's very infrequent. So you can go ahead and be mevatel the isser lechatchila. Shachet Orla Paragalef Mishnah Zayin Ha'alim V'Haluvin U'meik Vanim U'smadim. Leaves from a vine and the soft branches of a vine and the moisture that emits from a vine when you cut the vine, and smadr are very tiny grapes. When the grapes start to sprout, they're still very small. It's called tzmara. Mutarim v'orla uvaravai uvanother. All these things are permitted if the vines are orla or a vine. Even though the vine is within its first 3 years and the fruit is orla, but these things are not considered a fruit and therefore would be permitted. And so too, if it's revai, if the vine is in its fourth year, and the din is that the fruit of the fourth year cannot be eaten outside of Yerushalayim without redemption, but these things, since they are not considered a fruit, it would be permitted to eat them outside of Yerushalayim. And so too, it's permitted to another. As another cannot drink wine, nor can he eat grapes, but these things would be permitted to another. Ba'asurim ba'asherah. But if the vines were an asherah, an asherah is a tree that had been worshipped as an avodah zarah, and the entire tree is asur ba'ana, so these things would be included in the prohibition of an asherah. And the entire tree is asur if it's an asherah, not just a fruit. So therefore, even though these things are not considered pre, but they're part of the tree, and the entire asherah tree is asur, and these things are included in the asur. Rabbi Yosi Omer hatzmador asur b'tnei shehu pri. Rabbi Yosi argues with the Tanakhama. According to the Tanakhama, tzmador, which is a very tiny grape when they first start to sprout, is not considered a pri. Rabbi Yosi argues, he holds that tzmador is considered a pri, so therefore it would be asur if the tree is an orla tree, or if it's in a fourth year, it would be asur as revai. You would not be allowed to eat it outside of Yerushalayim without redemption. Rabbi Yezer, Amame Bisrafa Orla Asur. Rabbi Yezer says, somebody who curdles cheese using the sap of an orla tree, he uses the sap to curdle the cheese would be forbidden. As according to Rabbi Yezer, the sap of a tree is considered a pri and would be included in the issur of orla, so therefore if you use it to curdle cheese, the cheese would be forbidden. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Shamati Beferish, Shamame Bisrafa Orla, Bisrafa Ikaram Mutta. Rabbi Yeshua said, I have heard explicitly that somebody who curdles cheese using the sap from the leaves or using the sap from the roots of a tree that's orla, the cheese would be permitted, as the sap from the leaves or the roots is not a pre and is not included in the issur of orla. Bisrafa Pagim Asur Mikneisha Hain Pri. But if you curdle cheese using the sap from pagan, which is unripe fruit, from a tree that is orla, in that case, the cheese would be forbidden, as the sap from the pagan is considered pre, since it comes from the fruit and is included in the issur of orla, and therefore, if you use it to curdle cheese, the cheese is forbidden.